Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And wait a second. What about this?
What?
When you hear this, do you immediately know it's the Reminisce joint? Or do you hear Similac Child first and just think that?
I hear Similac Child first.
Me too, because it's like so obvious.
Yeah.
Sife and I randomly got a text earlier from our friend Mark Ronson, who posted a picture with him
Juan
and this.
Juan Epper for life.
Juan Epper for life. And he had a picture with himself and this gentleman, Tom Scott, who made this classic called Today.
Ooh. Now I hear it.
How long does it take to get to the bighorn? Or big horny, as I call it.
Coming up.
So do you have someone replay it, Sife?
Who?
Pete?
No.
How did he strip away all the other sounds there? He just fucked with it?
It sounds like it was kind of like back then they used to play, like, it would kind of be panned.
Yeah.
Like some of the music would be on the left and she would be on the right. But when you listen to the vinyl back in the day, it just was mono. So it all sounded like one thing, but if you played on a stereo, you could hear the different sounds.
So you think that's what it was there?
A lot of samples came like that. Like, I know, like, back in the day, they would, like, take the turntable and, like, pull out one of the plugs, so you only got, like, the left side. Yeah.
So is that the only part? That's the only part where it plays?
Yeah, because it was like, jazz. It might have been like improvised in that moment.
Yeah, it's not like the it's not a chorus.
Yeah. And then he said it's a Jefferson Airplane sample
cover.
Did you see when he wrote that?
Yeah. By the way,
find that.
All of you, oh, that it's what it's a cover of today, Jefferson yeah. Airplane.
Yeah, see if that's
but I think that's more.
While you find that, I'll let you know, guys. I'm going to be at the Levity Live.
I found it. Shut up.
Palisades Mall, West Nyack, New York, December 14th through the 16th, doing my stand-up comedies. Levity Live, 14th
wait,
through 16th.
Wait, wait. You do comedy?
You found it?
Here we go. Oh. This is what they actually said. This is what Black Sheep sampled.
You're right. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's definitely this.
Today, I feel like pleasing you more than before.
Oh, I wonder if the horn is replicating the vocals.
And yeah, it's oh, that's a good point. When they're if they're like, I am hungry and I really want some food, like maybe they do something like that. But yes, I'm looking up the Black Sheep. Black Sheep samples this. Emilio's gonna kill us for playing this much music. Does it help if we keep breaking up?
He's gonna cut it. He's gonna cut it up. People don't even know we play
this. Oh, you know what? Speaking of the hippity hop, you see this, Sife? Mass Appeal put out this 45 of Rewind, Nas. I'm yet to play it because I don't have a turntable here.
Wait, Rewind? What's that, where he tells the story backwards or whatever?
Yes.
Why?
Why they put it out?
Yeah.
I don't know why they decided to do it now. But it's from Stillmatic, and it plays in verse, which I'm so confused by. The grooves are backwards, okay? You drop the needle here, and then it plays that way.
Oh, I hate that.
Why?
I don't know. My OCD brain is not letting me compute what you're saying.
The because I
just like upside down.
So the grooves are just facing. It's still playing forward.
The turntable's going the right way.
Correct. But the grooves are sending it the other direction.
Yeah, that's wild.
But they did a nice job. They did a little cover art with it.
Did they send that to you?
Someone sent it to me, yes.
Oh, nobody cares about me.
Well, you're not like, they only sent them to like 25, 30 people. I'm an active, I'm a 45 guy. They know that.
Right, right.
I'm sure if it was like an edible record, they would have sent it to you. Or like if it had like, an Amy Schumer thing on the back, they would have sent it to you. Amy Schumer, by the way, she's had a great month or two. She's really been knocking out of the park. Yusuf, why are you so quiet?
I like your fat jokes.
Wait, I'm sorry about the edible thing?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. You're saying I eat a lot.
Well, no, I'm just trying to find something that would be of more interest to you than a current 45. And, you're right. I didn't mean for it to be a fat joke, but I guess it could be taken that
way. What the fuck was Juanito talking about the other day?
Wait, how'd you hear that?
What?
Oh my God.
What the fuck was that?
Bro, he's going to hear this, I'm sure. Juanito is fucking crazy, bro.
What was that?
I'm gonna read. Can I read the text to our audience?
Yeah.
It was so weird. And I called him out for it on the air. I was like, what are you doing, by the way? Why are you sending Sife these weird messages? By the way, Apple changed the fucking search mechanism on the phone. It's a nightmare. It's a
Apple
nightmare.
Changes, it's the worst.
Have you done it yet? Have you tried to search for a message?
No, I don't have the new OS.
Don't. It's right now for me to try to find a conversation with you and Juanito. Maybe if I just search for Sypha Sounds, it'll come up. Let's see. messages, see all. It's so dumb. So here are all the different people I talk shit about you with. But I don't see the conversation you're in with Juanito. Fuck. It's really irritating. So Sife's minding his own business. Presumably, I assume at the time, Sife, you're doing your own thing. It was early in the morning, wasn't it? Or late at night?
Minding my own business.
Yeah, he's minding his own business, doing his own thing. And all of a sudden, he gets this from Juanito. November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, at 5:30 in the morning. It said, hold on, let me get my beep, right? I'm going to beep something. There we go. He says, hey guys, I know you're sponsored by beverage, which is awesome, but you're drinking way too much of that stuff and it's not helping you get skinny. Oh, the reason why I'm reaching out to you, Lewis. Oh, hey, Peter, I saw a disturbing photo of you, Sife, and you're fat as fuck.
What the fuck?
Sife responds 2 hours later at 7:50 a.m. Not even understanding. Sife doesn't even understand what the fuck he's talking about. And just says, no thanks, delete. I assume that what you thought. Now, did you mean no thanks, like just delete this conversation?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't want to take part in this conversation.
Oh, got it. Okay. I thought you might have thought that he was saying he wanted to post a picture or something. No, you were just saying, no thanks, leave me alone.
That's why I don't have it, because I deleted it.
Delete. Perfect. And then he says, he follows up. 3 hours go by. He follows up again. It's so crazy. Peter got really skinny. It's like he airdropped his fatness to Sife's body. First of all, I didn't notice the airdrop line. That was actually pretty funny. but I'm not that skinny. And what are you saying? And then Sife responds, what the fuck is happening? Are you drunk? Did you get hacked? John replies, nah, I'm bored on the train. Sife says, well, find something better to do. I say, John, you're a weird guy. John says, going back to work. Have a great day, brothers. Everyone is weird, bruh. Then the next day on Thanksgiving, he tries to write us, happy pilgrim fucking and killing the Indians day. Trying to be funny, knowing that Sife doesn't like Thanksgiving and thinks it's a sham. I wrote, Sife hates you. It's too late. But yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Bro, but maybe 2 days before, he hit me with like, yo, thank you so much for what you've done for me. I appreciate you so much. You took me along the ride of when this and this was happening, blah, blah, blah.
And then that?
Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, hold on. So then fast forward now to the morning show this past Friday. Ebro had to leave at some point, and so it was just the rest of us. This is me introducing DJ John. Whenever I'm the one who's like leading, when I introduce DJ John's segment, I usually make some sort of jokey segue. Speaking of not that smart, it's time for DJ John. Speaking of what, I admit, that's kind of the dumb little bit that I do. So, but listen how crazy he goes.
I mean, he stayed for a long time.
He did good, though. No, he put in a good effort. But he was always, he's always first on the pew.
Yes,
facts.
Yes.
All right, well, someone who will walk in very slowly, I'm sure, because he generally moves that way, is DJ John.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Don't turn my mic up, man. Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo, this love guy DJ always talks crap on me. I'm in better shape than he is. My knees is popping. Oh. I'm in fit shape. You're a fat slub. Shut up, man.
Wow.
Yo, go to the gym. Don't talk about me. Talk about your fat ass.
Wow.
John, you have a bad night last night? John, you didn't get any last night? Something didn't work out?
Always coming after the... I'm fat. Listen, yes, I'm bigger than you. Facts.
John, I just said slow. I didn't say fat.
Always throwing a little shot slow. Look at you, schlub.
Oh, my God, but he didn't.
Well, John, you really...
Y'all let the slick talking him do...
He just said.
Yo, John hit me with the taking out 12 years of Ebro on me in 1 minute. What is going on? Yo, Ebro does full segments on this guy. You don't make the noise of a titmouse. Ebro walks out. Now you want to bark up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was aggressive. No.
John, that was, yo, John, the way you talk sometimes is so aggressive. God, all I said was slow. And I will tell you this, you probably are in better shape than me because you work out more. I guarantee you, even knees broken, I beat your ass in a race.
Let's go.
You fat blubber butt bitch.
Let's do it.
I'll take your ass out.
This feels like a thing.
No, I'm not doing it.
It calms down from there. I did call him a fat blubber butt bitch, but that was after I was provoked. I was poked. But what's going on with this guy?
I don't know, man.
Did you hear how quickly he turned up on me? That was like so. I was like, did I do something bad to you? Like it was.
That's bad. That's built up.
What's going on? Why is he taking out on you? You're not even there. You're just minding your own business.
How did I get in this?
I mean, I guess DJ John is Juanito is such a weird guy and strange communicator that maybe he is trying to express some concern for you. And doesn't realize that the way to do it would be like, hey, I don't think you, whatever he wants to say, you pick up the phone. Hey, Sy, you doing good? You just send a random loose text with someone else on it and say you look like shit? What is wrong with him?
I don't know, man.
Wait, did it motivate you or help you in any way?
Yeah, of course. That's the one thing I needed. Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Juanito, you killed it.
Sife, by the way, in case you're wondering, he's never thought about his weight or his health ever until now. So thank you for bringing that up. And now he can finally attack it. Oh, by the way, so we know that you don't do Thanksgiving, but what did you do on Thanksgiving?
My daughter was in the Macy's Day Parade.
Hold on. What do you mean?
Yeah. You know how Macy's has that big parade every year? Mm-hmm. Macy's does his big parade. Santa Claus comes. Have you ever seen the movie Miracle on 34th Street? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that parade's been going on since 1900 something. Around.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. She was in it.
What do you mean in it?
She was on a float on the parade. You remember how I was always on the Puerto Rican Day Parade on Hot 97 for many years?
Yes, I remember that.
Sure. You know how people can be in parades?
Yeah, but under what context? Like, why?
We have a connection to somebody in the production of the Macy's Day Parade,
and her and
some of her little cousins were in the parade.
Wow! And so wait, so, that means
so
on
things, I had to go
you had
there
to
with
wake
my son.
Up and go into
my
the
my son was too young. Yeah, like 4 a.m., bro. Well, my son is too young to be in it, so me and him stood in the grandstand.
And so
we watched the whole parade.
Wow, how was that?
I had a blast.
Is it actually fun?
I mean, the first is like a lot of waiting because you got to be there so early. Oh, I'm glad you brought this up. Yo, I got beef with your boy. So, okay.
You saw
so
Michael K? You saw Michael K?
Joey Fatone. So, your boy, I thought that was my man. So, okay, so I'm thinking I got, I'm in a special section.
Joey Fatone's like, NSYNC or Backstreet?
NSYNC.
Okay.
So I'm in a special section, or so I'm thinking of where the TV part of the parade is.
All right.
You know, there's a whole parade and then Macy's, you know, they show it on TV one part and they have all the performances.
Okay.
So we had passes to that area. I don't know how much VIP it is, how many regular people are there. I know I have assigned seats in the grandstand. So I'm trying to find my way. All the streets are blocked off. I'm trying to find my way. Once I'm like 2 blocks away from where I'm supposed to meet the people from the production, Macy's, whatever, I see Joey Fatone and his girl hop out of a black SUV.
Okay.
So I know Joey Fatone from the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Okay.
He's really cool with the Impractical Jokers. So I see him. He sees me. He's like, yo, Sife, what's up? I'm like, what's up, Joey? What's up? We're talking about we're going on the cruise again. It's starting back up in January.
Let's go.
We're going on the cruise. Yo, you going on a cruise? Yeah, hell yeah. What up? Da, da, da. So he walks to some section. I'm following him because I'm thinking we're going to the same section.
You and Joey Fat One.
Joey Fatone, his girl, me and my son. So we walk
it's
off.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
I have a special ticket in my hand.
Okay.
In my hand, visible, right? So I'm just thinking Joey knows where he's going, so I'm following him. They go, hey, Mr. Fatone, how you doing? Da-da-da-da. They give him wristbands. He walks. He starts walking down the block. It's like a block. Then they give me and my son a wristband, and we start walking.
I'm like so curious to where this is going.
Three quarters down the block, someone comes running behind us. They go to Joey Fatone, say something in his ear. And then the guy comes to us, and he goes, hey, I'm sorry. You're not with... He's like, are you with them? And I go, I don't know. I'm not with... I didn't come with him, but I thought we were going to the same section. They're like, no, you have to go this way. I was like, oh, okay. My bad. It's like, I wasn't trying to sneak in with Joey Fatone. So then I'm like...
So real quick, you got hit with this, though. All right.
Bro, when you ever thought you were cool with somebody, Joey, wherever the fuck you're going, you can't bring me and my son with you to whatever little VIP section you go into?
Or couldn't he have just said, like, oh, I didn't come with him, but he's good. You know that. That's someone. He's good. You should.
Yeah, that's Cypher Sounds. He made it seem like I was a fucking nobody.
Well, you don't know what he said. What if they just ran up to him?
Nothing right was said.
No, but what if they ran up to him and they're like, hey, we didn't have you listed with any more guests and our place is full. Like, is that person with you? And he was like, oh, it's like full. It might have been that.
Here's my problem.
He called security himself and was like, I'm being followed by a dangerous person.
Here's my problem. I was one section next to where he was. Like, I could have got to my section the way he went to his. You know what I mean? I had, like, assigned seats. It wasn't like I was, like, gonna be in the fucking, on the street and I found my way into Macy's.
Right.
But, see, this is why I hate people.
Yeah, especially Joey Fatone.
Me personally, I would have been in it trying to figure it out.
You mean in reverse, you would have been like, I need to make this right for Joey Fatone.
Like, if I would be like, yeah, like, no, yeah, he's good. No, he's good. That's Joey Fatone from Instinct. No, he's good. He's with, like, or something. Like, or I would have been like, hey, maybe we have different tickets or something. Where are you going? Oh, no, where are you going? Because the reason why I went with it, I had my tickets in my hand. The people that gave me the wristband saw my tickets. So I didn't know I wasn't supposed to go that way.
But by the way, at that point, why don't they just let you go? Like, you have the tickets and you've now walked away.
That was like the celebrity entrance. Because him and Flavor Flav had to fucking get rushed in.
Flavor Flav was there too?
Flavor Flav was making he was being Flavor Flav for
By the way, I gotta ask you, do you follow Flavor Flav?
No.
I do. All right.
Yeah. And you probably saw him at the parade.
Flavor Flav's life, if you follow him on IG Syfe, all he does for a living, Flavor Flav just professionally wanders the globe being Flavor Flav. No, it's crazy. Every post he puts up is him walking up and like bum rushing another celebrity who's happy to see Flavor Flav. It's bizarre. I think I'm the only person watching this show too. I don't think anybody knows that this is happening every day, but I do. I'm watching. Flavor Flav.
I gotta talk to Joey, bro.
What are you gonna say when you see him?
I'm gonna be like, yo, come on, man. I'm with a 5-year-old, bro.
I know what you should say.
Ooh, yeah.
each other enough.
Man, your friends.
He could have vouched.
Now, he wanted you this, though. He wanted you to go this direction.
I don't know these songs, bro.
That was It's Gonna Be Me.
I only know the first two.
You're Tearing Up My Heart, which it did. Bye Bye Bye, because he was like, fuck out of here. Yeah. Then you said It's Gonna Be Me. And then he said, no, what you're gonna be is.
There's a thousand words that I could say to make you come home.
He wanted you to be gone, bro.
Yeah. Seems so long ago you walked away.
Yo, this was an important song for the Justin Timberlake trajectory.
And I remember what you said to me.
Because this and Girlfriend were his back-to-back crossover NSYNC records that crossed over to Urban. I've been thinking a lot about Justin.
Was it something I said to make you turn away, to make you walk out?
He has been getting crushed over and over again. First it was the Britney doc a few years ago. Now it's the Britney book. And in nothing that happened did he ever do anything. He's not even accused of doing anything that's like criminal or like horrible. He's just accused regularly of being a jerk, right? Like that's kind of all it is. Like I'm not trying to, you know, don't anyone, whatever. I'm just saying if you really get into it, he's generally going all the way back to why people hated him for the post-Janet fallout. All he was ever accused of was being a jerk. Even though I got to tell you guys, this is a hot take, and I'm willing to make it right here. I brought like my 12th Janet Jackson shirt last week, okay? I am a Janet stan. Saw her in concert this year. Love Janet. I don't know how everything played out between Janet and Justin, but the whole idea that he like left her out on her own. Yo, do you think there was any way in the world that was planned by Justin? That he was like, yo, I'm gonna tell you what's happened at the Super Bowl. I'm gonna take your fucking titty out. Like that is not what happened. Like Janet was not some damsel in distress who was attacked by Justin Timberlake.
I'm gonna take your titty out.
That's not what I'm.
I got the whole plan.
No, Janet.
What are we gonna do?
Listen, I know. I know.
Wait. Before I even ask you this, Janet, let me ask you a question. Is your nipple pierced?
Yes.
No. Okay. We gotta get it pierced.
But
why?
No.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah, and hold on. Not a regular one. Something big and crazy looking, like a guard almost.
Yeah.
So people don't even know what it is. Keep
Justin,
going.
I find this a little inappropriate. Why are you talking about my nipple? Shh. Listen, it's going to be great. We're going to put your titty out on national television.
Wait, when? At an award show? No.
You mean like a Super Bowl. Like a late night show, like where not really a lot of people are listening, watching? No.
Super Bowl.
The show where the most people are watching.
Correct. Oh my God, won't we get in trouble? Shut up. I don't care if we get in trouble.
You might.
But guess what? I won't know because I won't be there. So good luck. I mean, like, that's the version people tell. And I'm just like, I don't think that's what, even though I love Janet, I just don't think that's what happened. But whatever. Okay. So then there's that. Then the Britney doc comes out. Sounds like he was a nasty breakup. Wasn't very nice. In the years that followed, I admit, Natalie showed me a TikTok recently that was like a compilation of times he like dug at Britney on TV. They weren't some of the classiest jokes and things that needed to be said probably. Okay. Again, though, none of these things are like, cancel, we need to end this guy. They're just sort of like, he was young and it was like not a great situation. Now the book comes out. Britney is at a stage in her life when she's posting videos, dancing with knives, looking just wild on videos. The kind of person who you wouldn't trust in a moment, I'm sorry, if you wouldn't trust modern day Britney Spears to go to the grocery store and get the order right. You would be like, did someone else hear that? We don't want to send Brittany on her own. She's focused on a lot of things going on. Don't.
Hey, Britt, let me text it to you so that you have it. I got it. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to text it. Please look at the text. That same person, the stories that she tells in her book, Scythe, they're being taken as just law. Whatever she says in the book is exactly what happened. So now, the story, you haven't heard the Michelle Williams faux shiz?
Yeah, I did. I just heard that the other day.
So that became a big thing, the faux shiz. I'll play it. I'm sure if I search on just on Instagram for faux shiz, I bet it comes up. Because
they say he's speaking in Blackson.
Yeah, according to Brittany's book, when she tells a story and the story's been read by Michelle Williams in the book. Let's see if this is it. And so when she tells the story, she does Justin's voice. And she says that Justin saw Ginuwine. And when he saw Ginuwine, he all of a sudden became a different person. Hold on, let's find it. I bet when I type in Justin Timberlake, faux shiz will come right up. Yep, faux shizzle, it says.
We all do that, though. Everyone does that.
All right, here's the Michelle Williams clip that's killing JT.
Michelle Williams is from Destiny Child?
No, Michelle Williams is the actress from... She was married to Heath Ledger.
Who am I thinking about?
Another Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. All right, here you go. This is the clip from Britney's book that's being taken as law.
Walking our way was a guy with a huge blinged out medallion. He was flanked by two giant security guards. Jay got all excited and said so loud, "Oh yeah, faux shiz, Ginuwine. What's up, homie?"
First of all, I don't believe he just yelled faux shiz. I just, was that ever a thing?
Maybe it's their thing. Maybe if we give him the benefit of the doubt, maybe that's their thing.
Him and Ginuwine.
Yeah. Maybe they had like an inside joke from the night before. Who knows?
The way it sounds though is so nuts. So now, then you have people relitigating. I see people out there being like, well, Justin, guys, everyone knew. We lived through it. Part of Justin's charm, like part of the whole thing, no matter how you like it, was that no matter how you feel about it now, cultural appropriation wise, part of his gimmick was he was the kid in the boy band who was doing black music with black producers, wearing baggy clothes, dancing. That's what he was doing. We have to go back and now redo it. Like, you don't have to like Justin Timberlake, like him, don't like him. But this already, it was a known fact. But now, because Britney randomly writes the words, faux shiz, we have to now dislike Justin Timberlake. I don't know.
Justin Timberlake's always been very nice to me. I don't know what the problem is.
By the way, me too. He's Justin.
Justin, listen, I don't know why he did this. Justin came to my son's soccer game.
Wait, what?
And he said, Justin Timberlake came to my son's soccer game.
This is a real story?
Yeah, this is. And he said, hey, in halftime, we should pull some titties out. And I was like, nah, chill out. And I said, get out of here, man. Beat it.
And by the way, it was too late.
I'm kidding.
and then he said, but just so you know, if some titties come out, just know, I'm going to blame it on you and walk away. Just so you know. That's on you, Cypher Sounds, you titty-loving son of a bitch. I didn't do it. I'll tell you this, though. Like I said, it's got me thinking about Justin a lot. And I'll tell you something about JT. And I am one of the biggest Justified fans you'll ever find. I love Justified. When every artist had to do a song with Justin Timberlake, for whatever reason, they felt like they needed to. He was the guy. Yo, no one knew how to use him on records right as a feature. I hate almost every, not his records, but like when rappers put JT on a song, the Jay-Z Magna Carta Holy Grail one kills me. Not a fan.
You don't like it?
No, like it. They make him. They put him on these.
For shiz.
No, no shiz. No shiz. No shiz. Why is it so slow? Like, use him in a way that's like. I'm trying to think if anyone used him well on a rap record. Like, I know the. Remember, Syfe, I know you were. Don't be scared now. I'm pretty sure you were in lockstep with me in not liking that fucking depressing ass T.I. Justin Timberlake song. That shit was brutal.
Yeah.
You had the Magna Carta Holy Grail one. You had the T.I. one. There's another one. They all were slow. Him and Jay-Z had a few records that were Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I don't like Suit and Tie. Is that what it was?
Yeah, Suit and Tie. That was at least fast. All right, here are the... Oh, these are listed as Justin Timberlake's best collaborations. T.I. and Justin Timberlake, Dead and Gone. By the way, does that sound like it's going to be a fun song?
So you think nobody had fun with Justin Timberlake?
We're coming up with a fun little ditty. What do you think here, Justin? We're thinking of calling it Dead and Gone. What? Oh, my God.
Faux shiz, T.I.
And he's just like, listen, T.I., faux shiz, whatever you want to do, faux shiz. So then,
all this talk.
Then there's no sexy back doesn't count. Sierra, no, that's R&B. Holy Grail with Jay-Z is the one we just talked about. Nope. I mean, listen.
Faux shiz.
Oh, what about this one? I'm a no on this, but I'm curious to what Syfe's going to say. I'm a no. And I'll put this again in the same category as too slow and not for me, but let's see what Syfe says.
Something special. Unforgettable. It's set.
Not it, right?
Nah. That's 50, right?
Yep. AO technology.
No. No. Horrible.
Why? And like...
Horrible.
And yet his records... I love so many of his records.
So maybe he did that. Maybe it was something he did.
What do you mean?
Maybe he didn't want to give anyone the Justin Timberlake sound. So every time they asked to do a feature, he picked something that wasn't that good, but acted like it was. You know what I mean?
He'd be like, slow it down. We have this fun up-tempo. He's like, nah. I don't want the up-tempo. Give me something slow and depressing. You got anything that would work good with the theme about dead and gone? Or what it would be about? It's like, you know, about loved ones you have that are dead and never coming back because they're just fucking
dead. That's
what
I'm known for.
Yeah. When you think of me.
That's what I'm known for.
When you think of me, I want to be the dead guy artist. That's me. I was thinking about hosting a mixtape with Mr. C called Dead and Gone. And we're just going to all songs... With all dead, all the time.
Son, dead as I spoke to C recently, and I'm like, yo, you should tell me beforehand when you do like birthday shout outs or mixes or anything like that so I know to set you up when I tease the throwback at noon. You know how you do like...
I know what you're going to say here.
I go, when you do death days, he goes, nah, I don't do death days no more. I don't do that no more. I don't do death days.
He said that?
He got legitimately upset with me.
Wait, all of a sudden?
I don't do death days no more.
Wait, he became Monday C?
Yo, I caught a couple glimpses of like, maybe Tuesday C recently. Bro, he, Mr. C put out a sneaker with Patrick Ewing.
I saw it, right? Yes, I saw.
No, it's a anniversary, a sneaker dedicated to the Where Brooklyn At freestyle with Biggie and Tupac.
Yes.
And Daddy Kane.
Very cool.
Right?
Yep. I suppose I'll get them. I'm going to get them, I guess, when I get the Fat Joe sneakers. Go ahead.
Oh, forget it. Don't even get into that. So he came on my show. We talked about it. Then he hits me. He goes, yo, I left your sneakers in the studio. Go get them. Can you do a post for me? I said, yeah, I got you. So I go to the studio. I go, yo, see, they're not in here. This is at night. I went to the station late at night to go pick them up. I go, yo, they're not here. He goes, yo, they're in the studio. They're in the studio on the left. I go, see, the studio's not that big. There's not a lot of stuff in there. I looked everywhere. They're not there. Come on, son. Come on. Where did you? I said, maybe they're in Dre's office, the APD. I go in Dre's office. There is a box on Dre's table.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dre's the same size as me. So I'm not going to take them because those might be his.
Right.
So I go, yo, C. Mind you, it's 11:30 at night. Maybe close to midnight. See, they're not up there. Maybe Dre moved them. I'll go check in the morning. Or I'll check tomorrow. He calls, yo, what? I put them in the studio. You got to get them. I'm like, see, first of all, who cares when I get them? I'm going to get them. And then he's like, hold on. I'm like he's about to call Dre. At 11 something at night, I said, see, I already left. I'm halfway home. I'll get him tomorrow. He goes, all right, man. Hangs up. No goodbye. No fucking thanks, nothing.
Oh, no.
I was like, yo, Monday, she's back.
No, should we be worried? Or you think it was just because he was stressed around this specific thing?
Who knows? Maybe it's a sign.
You should pull him aside next time you see. If you get it again, I think you should pull him aside. You know what you should do? You know it would be really good to reach out and maybe say something? Juanito.
Juanito.
AOC, you fucking weirdo. I hear you're being a dick again. Stop being a dick. All right, peace.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I don't. I hope that you're not seeing a lot of Tuesday, C. I mean, and I hope it doesn't ever get to Monday, certainly.
Can't get to Monday.
No, that would be crazy. So, yeah, I am going to Brazil in a couple weeks. December. Is this you're trying to say obrigado again?
I don't know what I'm saying. That's how Portuguese sounds to me.
Obrigada, Giza. You almost made You almost made it Italian.
It is almost Italian.
Speaking of which, you know who I saw this week? Steve Sciarippa. Sorry, I ruined it.
Oh, maybe. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
It's Bobby Bacala.
Where did you see him?
He came by our show. He was promoting a live show that him, Christopher, and Big Pussy do.
Podcast?
They do like a live, it's like a live kind of podcast thing. I got to tell you, man, that guy's done like 180 episodes of Blue Bloods. He's been on Blue Bloods for like fucking 12 years or something. And it's just crazy to me that he did. I asked him, he did like way more Blue Bloods than Sopranos.
Yeah.
And isn't it crazy that he probably runs into people.
Chris is on Blue Bloods too.
Chris is?
Mm-hmm.
He is?
He's like a lawyer.
Imperioli is?
Yeah, he's on, not all the time, but he's on there.
Interesting. I wonder who's, I guarantee you there's someone in the middle of the mix of that show who's also from Sopranos.
Yeah, like the casting or something.
Some casting person or direct producer or director. Yeah, but it must just be interesting. He probably runs into people who are like, oh my God. Bobby Bacala, oh my God. Yo, how you been, man? What have you been doing the last 10 years? And he's like, I'm actually on a hit show every week. And they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know.
Good role, too. He's good on that show.
How much Blue Bloods do you watch?
Oh, a lot. I love Blue Bloods.
Is it? What's the vibe? I have no idea.
Blue Bloods?
Yeah, no idea. Is it like Law & Order?
A little bit. It's like a family. It's conservative. Like Tom Selleck is conservative on there.
Openly conservative.
Like, yeah, hardcore. And I think it's who he is in real life.
You do?
I think Tom Selleck's a Trump guy. But he's conservative. But it's like the grandfather was police commissioner. Tom Selleck is police commissioner. And his three sons were cops. But one of them died. They never show him. He died before. How the show is about the brother Joe that died in the line of duty.
And what's
and then there's a younger son.
And who? What is Bobby Bacala?
He's okay. So there's Tom Selleck. Then there's what's the guy? Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg. That's Tom Selleck's son.
Okay.
He's like a detective. He's like the hot-headed detective. Then there's the other son, Jamie, who's like everything by the book. He went to Harvard. He was supposed to be a lawyer. Then he wanted to be a cop like his dad. Everybody was mad at him. But he's working his way up from the bottom. And then the sister is a district attorney. And Bobby Bacala works for her.
It's not Bobby Bacala. It's Bobby Bacala.
No, Barry Bacala.
Not Barry Bacala.
He's her investigator.
I don't
so like the DAs have kind of like their own cops, and they go investigate some of the, you know, trying to get evidence for the case or whatever. He used to be a cop.
When you Google to see if there's anything about Tom Selleck and Donald Trump, this is insane. A thing comes up that Trump joked about an autograph photo of a murder victim. He quipped that the man is like Tom Selleck, except better looking. That's what comes up.
Oh, fuck.
He's talking about a... Oh, okay. President Trump addressed the issue of immigration at the White House. Today, he brought along angel families, people whose relatives were killed by undocumented immigrants. And during that, held up a picture of one of the victims and said he looks like Tom Selleck, except better looking. Oh, my Lord. Jesus, H. Oh, that's our future president. Cypher, listen, this has been a really great time. I hope Cypher and I just see if you're wondering, if you're like, what's going on Patreon these days? A lot. Last week I did a fun Patreon. Cypher was traveling, and I did a Patreon where we went through the Snoop Dogg Doggy Style album. That talked about some really interesting things. And then I brought back an episode of Snoop when he came back as Snoop Lion in 2013.
Shit.
That was on Patreon last week. This week, you're getting just a full another hour of me and Syf talking about all kinds of things. And playing...
Things that we didn't want to mention here.
Yeah, things that we didn't want to talk about here. We realized it went a little too far off the rails. We played some Drake audio that we never played before. We're like, you know what? Let this all live in the Patreon. So... Head over to patreon.com/oneepislife. Tell us if you enjoy it for the holidays season and all that. Check out Syf. He'll be at the Ha Ha Hole in San Antone. And then he'll be in Austin at Just for Laughs. Then he's heading over to Houston at Ha Ha Hermanos. And then he's going to be in Dallas.
Hermanos is hilarious.
Then he's going to be at in Dallas at Joketown, USA, Joketown, Texas.
Oh, fuck. Hermanos, that's the best one, bro.
By the way, Syf, if you really want your comedy career to pick up on TikTok, you should just start making all your content, every single post about the war in the Middle East. You will get, your algorithm will go crazy. I've found there are literally comedians out there right now. That's all they do. That's all they talk about. Every single TikTok thing is, I'm like, and I go back and look. I'm like, were they doing this before? And I'll like dig back. And I'm like, we just started. And people out there are going to think I'm talking about Michael Rappaport. I'm not even talking about Rappaport. Michael's just lost his fucking mind. I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about other people I never heard of. Cypher, have a wonderful trip all over the world, wherever you're going, and we'll do it again soon.
Peace and blessings.
Happy holidays, everyone. One app out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.